We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Deuce, I know you wanted that. And man, listen.
That's a perfect song.
That's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
We got the Christmas blues.
Even A-Bear enjoyed it.
Deuce, we got the Christmas blues.
We got the Saints blues. We have the Saints blues. And so there is not a song that I could think of that I wanted to come on with you guys except Boone, Quisha, and Otis. And Otis having the Christmas blues, we got the Saints blues.
Yeah, no, Deuce, you can't sugarcoat it. And, you know, we're going to focus on Mark Ingram. I know you hurt and all that. And, Deuce, I had that injury three times in 15 years. Now, you don't need surgery, but it hurts. Your knee hurts. And you got to sit out for a month, maybe a little more. But, come on. And I think Ingram realizes that. But it's a shame that might be his last play in a Saints uniform, and that's what occurred. But you got to fall forward. You got to get that first down, and Tom Brady don't have enough time to come back.
Bobby, and just looking at it and going through it, and you guys have excuses because I'm at the airport, but I don't think he just realized exactly the situation. I knew he was making the catch, and he sees the first down, but, I mean, you can see him almost reach out the left arm like he was reaching the ball out, but the ball was in the right arm.
Yeah.
And so it was just – almost probably a split second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, whatever it may have been, where I'm thinking more of the pain than the situation.
But Deuce, is that more than as a player? You know, we always hold the coaches accountable for clock management. I think your veteran players also have to understand the task at hand and clock management.
He does. I mean, that's from a veteran player, from a veteran coaching staff, from a veteran quarterback. I mean, before the huddle is broken, you know, I'm telling those guys right now, hey, we're going to snap it at 5 seconds, 7 seconds or lower as far as the snap is concerned. Everybody sit in there, but stay in bounds. I mean, that's all a speech that you're having once you're given the play. So every time that you're coming into that huddle, that's what the quarterback is saying. Hey, look, we're in 4 minutes offense, baby. Stay in bounds. You know, we're going to make them use these timeouts, hold the ball, squeeze the ball. You know, but we know that we have to be able to get the first down. And so from a quarterback just to skill position, that's what you're telling. I mean, that's the conversation that you're having. I mean, so you're reminding them. You're reminding them. And so that's why it's so frustrating to see. I mean, just because I know it's stuff that they've gone over. I know it's stuff that they've done. They've practiced this. They've done it.
It's almost like a brain diarrhea. It's not even like a brain fart.
Even you know when you talk about even having pain. I'm having pain.
Yes.
But I have to fight through this. I have to fight through this. And so it's almost like, man, I feel this pain. Let me go ahead and get out, but I think I'm close to the first down. And so it was almost like the pain took over and you just kind of lose sense of what you were going through or what you were doing.
But, you know, Deuce, it's like we don't even need you the rest of the game. Just fall, get the first down, and then we can put you on ice, and then we're only going to be, you look at it, and then all of a sudden you're optimistic. We're going into the bye week. We're half a game behind the Bucks instead of now 2.5 games. And then maybe you can get yourself well, and maybe we have a magical ride. It's all woulda, coulda, shoulda stuff, but it's so frustrating because when I look at that Deuce and what occurred, and let me tell you why this is so improbable. The Bucks had lost the previous 69 times. This is the Bucks, not this is before even Tom Brady. The Bucks had lost the previous 69 times when they trailed by 8 or more points in the fourth quarter. This is like at the beginning of or just right into the fourth quarter. In the last 5 years, in NFL teams, you know what they were with 4 minutes regulation? NFL teams were 530 wins and three losses when leading by 13 points in the final 4 minutes of regulation. I would say that's enough sample size. But, 530 and three? What?
No, nice.
Bobby, we showed every way how to lose a game. Yeah. I mean, just from and it's not just Mark. It's not that one play. Offensively, defensively, special teams, we showed in that last 5 minutes how to give a game away. I mean, and so you could see kind of the momentum started to shift, and they were booing. They were booing Brady, and they were booing the coach.
They were
giving them the business.
Yeah. People left. I mean, there was no doubt that game was over. And I mean, you just did some fundamental things that you just cannot do. You cannot do to win a ball game, and you know it hurts, man. I mean, it truly hurts. I mean, because I don't know if you can overcome the obstacles in front of you, and at least if you hold on and win that game, you give yourself a chance.
Yes.
But now, I mean, it's so slim that
now
it's just
good
like,
night, Irene.
Yeah. it's not like, hey, look, we have to play all the young guys because you don't have a first rounder. But at the same time, you want to go out there and compete. You want to win, and you know maybe the pressure isn't there now, and they can go out and play loose and just have fun because there's no. You have to win. You have to win.
Now, Deuce, I want your take on this because we observe OTA's minicamp and we look at training camp and they have the officials sometimes out there. But what is your take on this? Because I look at Paulson Adebo. Paulson Adebo was unbelievable during training camp, but he was real handsy. You know, like he's aggressive and the defense, they high-five it and all because they stopped the offense. But how the game is called. You could say, well, you got to take into consideration who's calling the game, what crew you have, and the officiating crew. The reason why I bring this up, I'm looking at, like, holding penalties. I'm looking at, like, pass interference. I'm looking at Paulson Adebo. He has a team-high 8 penalties this season, and 6 have led to first-down opponents. Even Lattimore had 5 penalties for 4 first downs. So it just seems like we get all excited. Man, we stopped him. We stopped him. It's a flag. Now it's a first down. I mean, do we have to maybe change and be less aggressive and maybe not be so handsy? What's your take on that?
Oh, you have to change it. I mean, because if not, trust me, teams are telling officials before, hey, watch outside. You know, 29 likes to grab or their DBs like to grab. Look for the holding. So officials are looking for it. Even if that crew doesn't call a lot of it, officials are looking for it. And even in camp, you know, we talked about it, how improved he was, but that was one of the things that you saw. And every day you don't have officials out there, but I mean,
right,
you see it. And you can get away with some of that in college. Because, you know, it's not a 5-yard rule as far as college. You know, they allow you to kind of pull a little bit beyond 5 yards. But in the NFL, they're going to call it. They're going to call it. And so it's technique. It's honing in on that technique and, you know, just mentally thinking and knowing I can't do it. And so defensively, if it takes away some of the aggression that you have as a player, then kind of so be it. You know, because at the end of the day, I can't grab or pull just to try to redirect a guy.
Deuce, sort of an explanation. We've had a couple people ask about this. So I'll throw it to you. Defensively, the first drive, man, it was a long drive by the Bucs, and the Saints defense tightened up in the red zone. You give up 3 points. Marcus May makes a really good play out in the open field against Lenny. Man, because he had some open ground. He'd have scored had May not made that open field tackle on him. But after that, Brady – you know, you could see he had missed a couple of deep throws. He had some guys open, and he missed them. And then in the final two drives, all of a sudden, bang, bang, bang,
bang.
Is that a part of – because you were rushing four guys. It wasn't like you were playing no prevent defense. You were rushing four guys. You're playing a lot of man coverage into that. How much does pressure, understanding who you're up against, sort of get into your mind there that, man, listen, we stopped him all this time, and then, okay, he walks back on the field, and then, you know, he hits a couple throws, and you start to see, and you said to yourself, damn, I done seen this movie already.
Well, Deuce, I want you to comment on that, and I'm going to add this to what Mike just said. is that I'm like, oh, well, we suck in red zone defense. No, we don't. Do you know coming into this game, we were number three in the NFL as far as red zone touchdown percentage? We were only giving up 47%, which is third best in the league. Third best. Now, how do you think Russell Wilson feels about this? The Broncos were number one, 31% giving up a touchdown.
And they can't sniff a W.
And they lose like 10-9. The Broncos still lose.
They lose a baseball game.
Yeah, so I'm looking at like the Saints defense. That's what's frustrating how that game closed out. Because now, like, oh, we suck red zone defense. No, we don't. That's what's so frustrating.
But toward the end, because we've seen Brady do this so many times. And it sort of was there. Mentally.
Fatigue. It's fatigue because now I'm just rushing the pass rusher, and the Saints always, they kind of rotate four defensive linemen anyway. But here's the other thing I would have loved. I mean, obviously we can talk about it. Anybody can be perfect after the fact, but one of the things is I'm chipping those backs. I mean, because he wasn't really pushing the ball down the field a ton. Everything was really underneath. The other thing that you saw also, they started to we probably played a little bit more man-to-man than you did early in the game.
Yeah.
And so we did a really good job of tackling guys in space and not giving them after a catch yardage. And we did on those last couple of drives, but you could see that they would make a catch and, all right, I'm going to get four or five additional yards. Little things like that. You know, and when a quarterback is just going to throw quick games, if I'm not getting up to the quarterback, I think it was Shot Tuttle that got his hands on the ball one time, then defensive end, Cam did as well. D tackles, if I'm not getting there, get your hands up. Get in the quarterback's lanes. That's what you have to be able to do. And so it was tough.
Now, you know, Deuce, we all had a hand in this. You know, we focused on Mark Ingram considering the time and when that occurred. That negative play, but you look throughout the game, and I would say, well, that's why we are a losing team. You know, you're minus 14, then we're minus 12. I said, we're the only damn team that's plus two, and we don't freaking win. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But I look at this. Okay, I don't know, this day and age, I'll watch high school highlights. I'll watch college games. I'll watch pro games. Everybody's trying a one-hand catch. And look, I love Jarvis Landry. I think Jarvis Landry is tough. He drops a pass in the second quarter, should have been a touchdown. How could you not make that play? Okay, you got a one hand and you bring it to your body, but how about you twist your body and catch it with two hands? You're in the end zone, and then you have that moment. And then the Saints settle for a field goal after penalized for having 12 men in the huddle. I mean, how can you have that miscommunication?
Both of those plays, Bobby, both of those plays. On that one for Jarvis, and then on the other one for Olave,
Trevor Penny, yeah.
Watch their eyes. Just watch their eyes. When you go and look at the eyes, Olave looked down to try to find the line to make sure that he got both feet down before he brought the ball in. Jarvis goes to look and try to find the pylon. I mean, you can look at his eyes. Watch the eyes where the eyes go. And so that's a play that he knows he has to make. Even if I have to dive and I don't score, that's fine. But you make the catch. It's not knocking it down to myself where I can catch it on the bounce, because if I do that, I have to focus on the ball. But eyes go to the pylon. You can literally see it. You can see it. His eyes go to the pylon. So both players never technically look the ball completely in. And, you know, obviously, man, it's tough. And then the last one was
Taysom Hill. What's that? Okay,
you just asked me something else. It was
Bobby, the 12 men.
Oh, the 12 men.
How can you have that miscommunication?
No. So, okay. Here it is. How many games has Trevor Penning played?
He's just happy to be in the NFL. He's like, okay, I'm playing.
How many games has Trevor Penning played?
I don't know, two?
Thank you. Two.
Yeah,
he has played in two professional games.
He's excited to be out there.
That is not on him.
Right.
So you send that kid in at a position that he doesn't even play, which is tight end. He played it last week. We know that. We understand that. So whoever is coming in for him, they have to yell it. You have to let him know he's out. You've got to let him know he's out. He's not even a tight end originally anyway. You can't let him just sit there. He don't know.
He just happened to be playing. I'm in from Northern Iowa. I'm in the NFL.
He just happened to be out there playing. There's no way that you let him just sit in there.
And you know, Deuce,
the other guys hear the personnel as well.
Yes.
Deuce,
guys hear the personnel.
Well, no, I got to ask you this. The break can wait. That can wait. Hold on. How about Taysom Hill? Now, look, he dropped that fourth quarter, and you gave Brady one last chance. Now, to me,
that was a very tough catch.
I mean, it was
all
a very
special. That's the catch.
I give Neil a lot of credit on that.
You know what that missed catch is? It's the freaking Saints right now, because it seems like look, Taysom Hill's a warrior. We love Taysom Hill, and Andy Dalton couldn't have thrown a better pass. That would be the best pass in NFL history. But it just seems like other teams would have caught that. But not the Saints. Incompletion.
Yeah. I mean, that was a tough catch. It was going to be a tough catch. Yeah.
I agree.
That's where you miss Juwan in this game, because if Juwan's healthy, Taysom's not running that route. That's a route that Juwan Johnson is running.
Deuce, thanks so much.
I know. And the other one. The other one is where they threw the bullet on the backside.
Yeah.
It's because they had so many guys in the box. But we've seen Drew do this forever.
Oh, yeah.
That play is one that the quarterback can throw when they have access to the receiver. We've seen it forever. Here's my only problem. The one thing that Tampa Bay corners do is they play physical at the line of scrimmage. They cannot run. When you make them have to get in and out of cuts and turns, that's where they struggle. So to throw that route right there.
You talking about the one to Callaway? The one to Callaway?
Yeah, that's what he's talking
about.
Yes.
It's quarterback.
Yeah.
That's not a call route. That wasn't even a play.
No, he's supposed to hit the fullback. Why are you supposed to hit Prentice in the flat?
Thank you, Deuce.
The play was spider, but you have that play built in at all times. So the run play, it could be a run play, a different pass play. You have access to that play at all times. That's what I'm saying. But the one thing, knowing what those corners like to do, I'm not throwing that play just because that's the best play that they like to play. They like to play physical at the line of scrimmage. If anything, they hate a route that makes them have to open up and turn and run. That's what those corners don't want to do because they're big and physical.
The moral of the story, I think, Andy Dalton has played admirably, but he ain't Drew Brees. Let me tell you, that's why you don't appreciate what you don't have till they ain't there no more.
That's it. Ain't there no more.
I'll tell you.
Thank you, Deuce. We appreciate it. And you've been voted unanimously. You're going to pick music in the future now. We'll be back with more Sports Talk on the Big 870. Thank you, Deuce.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.